Laser, Wes McElroy, hanging out on a Wednesday morning, Fox Sports 910, brought to you by Cowan Gates. There for you in any case, CowanGates.com. Voice of the Hokies hanging out with us before he calls tonight's Virginia Tech Pitt basketball matchup. I want to throw a couple football questions your way. This is kind of, I was out last 2 days of last week, and I didn't get to talk about this, but the report out about Brandon Faison missing spring football because of his knee. What do you know? What are you hearing?
Yeah, I don't think that's a big surprise, and I think that's just more of a precautionary thing. I haven't run into Bud Foster over the last couple of days, but I had heard a while back that that might be an option and a route that they took just based upon where he was at the end of the season. And people remember that he wasn't 100% in the final couple of games of the regular season and then even into the Independence Bowl. So that doesn't surprise me. And for him, it's obviously more important in spring practice for younger guys to get out there to learn the systems, to learn the sets. Now, that might be, if he was an offensive player, something that was more imperative, but on the defensive side, I think again it's just a precautionary thing, and they really badly want to get face into 100% before they go into summer camp, and that's a step they're trying to take to get there.
I saw a little bit out of the combine. I saw that Kendall Ford did not run the 40-yard dash. He did do a couple other things. I think he did the bench and talked to a couple teams. Have you heard any instant feedback about the four Hokies out at the NFL Combine?
Yeah, obviously everybody saw what Daddy Nicholas did in terms of his athleticism, and that's definitely not a surprise. But I think the NFL is a place where a guy of his mentality is going to get an opportunity due to that athleticism, and I think he definitely improved his draft stock. I think Luther Matty, really no surprises with Luther. He's not a guy that physically blows you away, but I think everyone around here expects him to get a chance on a roster. I know he had some meetings with some teams there, and we always expect him to exceed those expectations, much like he did here in Blacksburg. And really no surprise with Ryan Malik either. He's the same type of blue-collar type, hardworking guy that's not going to blow you away athletically, and he didn't with his performances at the Combine, but doesn't mean that he wouldn't be a valuable player in a special teams role or as a secondary tight end on a team. So I think the Hokies did well. For Kendall Fuller, it's a matter right now if he needs to showcase that knee's healthy, and I think he's planning on doing that at Pro Day, although I don't want to be quoted on that.
Okay. When is Pro Day out there? Do you have a date?
I should know that off the top of my head. It's in about 10 days, I think.
I'll dig it up for him. Right now, we'll worry about doing a lightning round.
Basketball focused right now, right, buddy?
I'll keep you focused. Actually, I don't want to be focused. Lightning round. John Laser, Wes McElroy, rapid fire style. You first. Go.
What happened to ESPN?
What happened to ESPN?
Yesterday, I was watching SportsCenter. Kari Champion was jumping rope or had lost a competition about top five playground kids games, and I thought to myself, what in the world happened to SportsCenter, because it's almost become unwatchable.
I don't know. I did see your tweet though yesterday. I think it was something along
that's what it was about,
literally jumping the shark.
Literally, because they were jumping rope.
I don't know. I do though. I can commiserate with you, because I remember when SportsCenter was the must-see show of your day, of your life, especially doing what we wanted to do. And now I can't tell you the last time I actually sat down and watched an hour of SportsCenter. We were talking about the promotion that the Charlotte Hornets did last night, where they had Double Dare. They had 90s night, and they actually brought the Double Dare set onto the court and had people go through it. John Laser, what was the Double Dare challenge you always wanted to do?
Oh, man. You got to prep me for questions like this. Double Dare. I don't remember any of the challenges. I just remember the overall sliming on that show, and I used to love that show. But you know what I'd take away, since I don't remember the contest? I remember the fact that the host was actually a germaphobe, and I heard stories about how after the slime would come down, he would like freak out and run into the back screaming and had to be like detoxified after that. So that somewhat ruined that show as a child for me. Thanks for bringing back that memory.
The Inside Story of Mark Summers by John Laser. You.
Time for Patino to go, yes or no?
Yes, he should be gone. I just still chaps my butt that the kids have got to pay the punishment for his for him, quote unquote, not knowing. Yeah, time to go. John Laser, speaking of time to go, gut feeling, because time is dragging out here, Peyton Manning, will he retire, or do you see a swan song next year with maybe the LA Rams?
I don't understand why in the world he would come back. And the only thing I can think of is that he is such an egomaniac, and he definitely does have a larger ego than commercialized America gives him credit for, that says, yes, we won the Super Bowl, but the spotlight wasn't on me, and they're giving credit to the defense. I don't get it. There's nothing left to prove for Peyton Manning. He's clearly physically atrophied to the point that he's not even in the top 10 to 15 quarterbacks in the league, and that might be generous. I don't see a scenario that it makes sense. That doesn't necessarily mean that it won't happen.
Gut feel, though, do you think he comes back?
No, okay. I don't. Does it bother you that not only am I now the favorite son that your father and mother never had, but also now that I'm receiving Valentines from your nieces and nephews, and clearly I have surpassed them in terms of affinity as well.
It makes me sad. I used to be their superhero. They used to call me Uncle, Uncle, Uncle. We did this at school, and now it's Uncle. Did Mr. John get his Valentine's package in the mail? Yes, it unnerves me. I'm completely
It was addressed to Uncle John.
It was addressed to Uncle John?
Yeah.
It used to be Mr. John. I'm telling you, the other day, John wrote a note. The hot stove banquet for the Flying Squirrels, John did an autographed picture to my nephew, and Tony said, Mama, can we go put it on the refrigerator? So there on the refrigerator of my sister and my niece and nephew, there is John Lazer's picture on the fridge, and now you have there, it's just, I'm getting worked out of my own family by you. This is, you know,
I signed that Uncle John Lazer.
I know, and now it's stuck. And now Uncle John is cooler than Uncle Wes. Get off my radio show. Get out. Go. Goodbye.
See you, buddy.
Have a good call tonight.
It is out of here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the kids. We want Mr. John's. Yeah, he used to be Mr. John. Now it's Uncle John.
I mean, I have an autographed of Laser's picture on my fridge, but that's, you know, that's just kind of the standard.
So do I. Who doesn't? Thank you to John Lazer, brought to you by Cowan Gates. There for you in any case. 11 attorneys on staff, wills and trusts. They did our will, my wife and I. Brandon Cowan, great guy. Cowan Gates, there for you in any case. CowanGates.com. Speaking of any case, and yes, there's probably lawyers and agents involved in this one. We'll get back to what happened yesterday with Kirk Cousins, the Redskins. I think it was the deal that had to be done. There was no plan B for the Redskins. For Kirk Cousins, there's other options, and that's why we've gotten to this point. Michael Phillips of the Times-Dispatch and Richmond.com will join us next. That Melvin Johnson of VCU. And why UVA needs to play like the A-team in the month of March, all in store in the 8 o'clock hour.